With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. It is beginning to look like some FBI agents might soon be out of work.
As the Justice Department reviews how the agency handled investigations into the January 6 attack on the Capitol, the president is vowing that some FBI agents will be fired.
We had some corrupt agents, and those people are gone, or they will be gone, and it'll be done quickly and very surgically.
Critics fear the president is carrying out a purge of FBI and Justice Department officials who not only played roles in the January 6 prosecutions, but in criminal cases against Donald Trump. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Five workers from Thailand released after being held hostage for more than a year in Gaza have now arrived home in Bangkok early Sunday morning. The five were part of the second batch of Thai hostages released since the war broke out. Also, at SRNnews.com, former Senator Jim Talent says he supports a decision by Secretary of State Rubio to snub the G20 summit in South Africa.
Well, I certainly approve of sending the message that we're very concerned about what's happening in South Africa. It may be deteriorating into a kind of genocidal position. So I guess that's the message that he's sending, and I think it's a good one.
Talent was appearing on the Salem Radio Network. Rubio, by the way, will avoid the summit because of Johannesburg's involvement in a bloody conflict in Congo. Talks on a spending bill for the current budget year have bogged down. Republican leaders say the Democrats have walked away from negotiations. Current stopgap measure lasts through the 14th of March. After that, there could be a partial government shutdown. This is SRN News. Well, Samaritan's Purse dropping help from the skies in Sudan.
There's a civil war going on, and it has forced tens of thousands of people to flee their homes for the jungles. The problem is, they don't have any food. Enter Samaritan's Purse. The giant Christian relief agency has begun airdropping beans, corn, and other staples into designated rural areas where the refugees can pick them up and survive. Sudan's latest civil war began in 2023 and shows no signs of concluding anytime soon. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The state Supreme Court in Maryland has upheld the constitutionality of a 2023 law that ends the state's statute of limitations for child sexual abuse lawsuits. That legislation was adopted after a report exposed widespread wrongdoing within the Catholic Archdiocese of Baltimore. It said more than a number of priests and others were accused of abusing children. This is SRN News. A number of parents in Virginia taking action. They're alarmed by policies that erode traditional rights and values. They gathered at the state capitol this week for Parental Rights Day, urging the passage of bills to protect kids and their innocence, including segregating restrooms and locker rooms. And State Senator Glenn Sturtevant warned that a proposed Virginia constitutional amendment that guarantees nearly unlimited abortion through 9 months of pregnancy would abolish a current parental right.
It is so radical that it's really hard to wrap your mind around it. It will get rid of, in Virginia law, it has always been the case that for a minor to seek an abortion, she has to get parental consent. Even this constitutional amendment goes beyond that, throws that out.
More details at srnnews.com.